Amen. Chapel today. Had a good chapel service. Amen. Had some good singing. Yes, we did. It's good. Amen. And I thought the preaching was real good. Amen. Yes, I did. Yeah, so let's look at the book of Micah, chapter 7. Book of Micah, chapter 7, all right? Amen. Micah, chapter 7, we'll begin reading in verse 7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Amen. That verse 8, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. Amen. Praise God. Talked to the young people today about how to beat defeat. So what I want to talk to you about today is who's laughing now? Besides Caleb. Who's laughing now? All right? Yeah. Sister Wilma Brim's not here. But if she ever sees somebody fall down, she thinks it's hilarious. You know, there's something about seeing somebody fall, all right, that is really, really funny. You're laughing because you know it's funny, right? You know it's funny to see somebody fall down. It don't matter if it's somebody falling downstairs, somebody falling on ice or snow, somebody falling in the wet grass, right? Somebody, just anything. It's just kind of, it's kind of funny. You get tickled at it. And probably some of the funniest things, you know? And Sister Wilma just can't help herself. She just laughs, and she thinks it's so funny. So funny. Then here a while back, it's probably been a year or so ago, I guess, she was at Mickey Ray's, and she fell. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. She didn't laugh about that. You know, sometimes it just depends on who's down, right? Who's falling? It's funny when somebody else falls, right? But it's not funny when you fall. Yeah. Well, who's laughing now? All right. I just wanted, when you look at that verse there, when I fall, I shall arise. You know, there's a lot of people that fall. Sure. A lot of people fall down. I used to tell the kids today, when you was learning to walk, if you'd have fell down and decided at that time, I'm never going to get up anymore. And here you are still crawling today because you don't want to get up. Yeah. Falling. First of all, I want to talk to you about the fall of the redeemed because, yes, even the redeemed can fall. Even those that God has bought with a price and those that have experienced salvation in their life can fall. Right. And it is Satan's delight to watch us fall. Yes, he does everything he can to get us to fall. That's right. I mean, you've all been there. We've all had our mistakes and our failures. We've all had our times when we have stumbled, when we have failed, when we have made mistakes, and we have fallen on our face, if you would. And it seems like that we are embarrassed. Ever fallen and been embarrassed? That's right. I'm telling you what, there's one time I was in a public parking lot on a snowy day. I stepped on the ice, I hit the ground. But let me tell you what, I was up so fast. I mean, it was like, boom, ah. You know, and you act like nothing's happened, right? And you try to walk like nothing's happened, and you, you know, and you're trying to act normal, and you're also trying to look around to see who was watching, and who, see if Sister Wilma Brim's over there going, you know, yeah. But sometimes we've all fallen, and even the righteous fall. Even the righteous will make a mistake. Don't think that you are beyond falling. No. Don't think that you're ever going to get to the point where you're not going to stumble anymore. Right. And you're not going to fall down anymore, because even the righteous, amen, will fall. And even the righteous will experience those times of failure in their life. Right. And if you want to talk about failure, you have to go all the way back to the book of Genesis, to the first man. He failed. He failed. He wasn't just Adam. You could talk about Abraham, right? You can talk about Moses. You can talk about David. You can talk about Peter. You could go on. The list is long of people that have failed. I'm glad the Bible does not hide failure in the people of the Bible, aren't you? I'm glad that when we read the Word of God, we find that good people fall down, that good people make mistakes. Amen. That's one of the great things about the Bible, is it is so real. It's so real to life and true to life that we know that we see others that have fallen, but we've also seen that they're able to get up and go on as well, right? And we have a great God that loves us so much. But I want you to know, even the righteous will fall. They will fall. Now, there's a number of reasons why we fall. Number of reasons. First of all, we might fall because we trip. We trip. Satan loves to trip up the saints of God. He loves to put something in our way that we trip over and we stumble and fall. Sometimes it's just something so small, but we can trip over it and we can fall down. Satan puts obstacles in our path that make us stumble and fall. Maybe it's a trial. Maybe it's a test. Maybe it's some kind of a challenge that we are facing in our life at this time. But Satan loves to put things in our life to make us trip and fall. Isn't it funny how things will just come right into our life all of a sudden without no reason, unexpectedly, and the next thing you know, you have fallen over it. Now, you know, there's times you'll trip over things that you did not know was there, right? Sure. Trip over something, but I didn't see that. But there's times you trip over things that you see that's there, like the stairs. You know they're there. You can see them very clearly, but for some reason, you trip right over them. Sometimes for short people, it's, you know, we got an excuse to trip over things like that. But our legs don't reach as far. But sometimes it's unseen things that we trip over, and some things it's very visible, but we still trip over them. Satan loves to put things in our path to cause us to trip. Amen. There's some way, there's other ways we can fall. Don't just have to trip. But we can be pushed. Right? We can be pushed. Satan loves to push God's people. Seems like everything's going fine. You're making it along just fine. And then suddenly, right in the middle of your back is a big shove from the enemy, and it sends you tumbling unexpectedly without any warning, and suddenly you are falling down. Yeah. Falling down. Right. It happens.
Yes, it does.
Even the righteous fall. Even the righteous fall. But failure does not have to end, right, in being face down. That's not where it has to end. Amen. But you are able to get up. You are. Here's the part that I want you to know. It says there, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Amen. I want you to look at a foe that rejoices that you have fallen down. The enemy rejoices that you have fallen. Yeah. He's like, aha! He throws a party because you have fallen down. He's worse than some that laugh when you fall down. He rejoices over your calamity. He rejoices over your mistake. He rejoices over your failure. He thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. Why? Because he knows what it is to have fallen. And misery loves company. And he wants you to fall as well. He rejoices. He thinks it's great. Amen. When God's people fall. Amen. He rejoices over it. He thinks it's a grand thing. Amen. When you have fallen on your face and you've made a mistake. That he is rejoicing over that.
Amen.
Satan thinks, amen, that once you have fallen, he can keep you down. He rejoices that you are defeated. He rejoices in the fact that you have lost. He rejoices in your failure. He rejoices in your misery. He rejoices in your pain. He rejoices over the fact that you are down and you feel defeated right now. Amen. He rejoices over that. Amen. What kind of a friend? What kind of a person? Amen. Would you like to hang around somebody that rejoices over your defeat? Would you like to be around somebody that rejoices when something bad happens to you? That's the enemy of our soul, Satan. He rejoices at our failures. He rejoices in those things. He takes great joy when one of God's children stumbles. He takes great joy when one of God's children fails and makes a mistake. Listen, be careful who you align yourself with when somebody falls. Be careful that there's no secret rejoicing inside your heart. Amen. At the fall of somebody else, because you are aligning yourself with the enemy, because he's the only one that rejoices over the fall of God's children. Do not rejoice when somebody makes a mistake and somebody fails. Do not lift yourself up and think yourself, amen, any better. Amen. Because one day you may fall as well. Amen. But be careful who you align yourself with when somebody falls. I have seen people almost take joy in the fact that somebody has walked away from God because somebody has had failure in their life. God help us that we don't align ourselves with the enemy, because there is no joy. There is no joy in seeing one of God's children fall. No joy. Tell you, I've seen people fall down, and I've seen people that have fallen and they've got hurt seriously. Right?
Yeah.
And I know a man that fell on the ice, never hit his head, just the sheer whiplash of falling took his life. I've seen people that have fallen and couldn't get up. I've seen people that have fallen and have got up so wounded. Broken, right?
Yeah.
I've seen what the devastation of what a fall can do.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to rejoice
No.
over another man's fall. Not going to rejoice, man, because I see the wounds of those that have fallen away from God. I see the hurt that is caused by those that have fallen. Amen. But I want you to know that God is a God of grace and mercy. Amen. Because even though the righteous will fall, and they will fall, and the foe will rejoice. Amen. But I believe that God is faithful. Amen. Faithful to recover those that have fallen. Because he says here, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. For when I have fallen, I shall arise. Amen. There is a recovery for those that have fallen. There is, though, the recovery for those that have fallen down and failed and made a mistake. Amen. All because of the grace and mercy of God. Amen. God does, amen, reach down and lift us up, amen, and pick us up. And even though we have fallen and failed him, yet he in his love and his mercy, amen, extends his hand to us to lift us back up and to lift us up, if you would, out of the miry clay. Amen. To lift us up from our fallen state, amen, and restore us again. There is a recovery. There is a recovery. Man, as bad as the wounds of a fall, amen, the recovery can be great. The recovery can be complete. Man, as bad as it may seem, and because of your fall, amen, as bad as it may look because of your fall, amen, I believe that the Lord will allow you to recover. Amen, he shall lift you up. Lift you up. Amen, you know, when I was reading, and I was looking at those words, lift up. Lift up. Amen. It talks about how the Lord, amen, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. You know, amen, it talks about lift up your head. Amen. You don't want to stay down, but start lifting up your head and looking up. What does it say? Lift up your head. Your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Lift up and look up to heaven. Look up to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've fallen. Lord, would you help me? Amen. Lift up your hands and reach out to him. Lift up your hands and reach out to the Lord. Amen. And let him lift you up. Amen. It talks about lifting his heart. Heart that's lifted up. Lord, amen. Sometimes when you have fallen, you are so dismayed, you are so discouraged, you feel like such a failure. Amen. But the Lord has a way of lifting your heart. Amen. Lifting you and encouraging you. Amen. Letting you know that he's forgiven you. Amen. The Bible says that Peter, after his failure, went out and wept. He wept bitterly. And he wept and he cried. Cause of his failure. But Jesus was the one that said, go tell my disciples and Peter. He didn't have to say it that way. He didn't have to say it. He could have just said, go tell my disciples. But he made sure to say, and Peter. Amen. What do you think made Peter feel like when they came and said, Jesus is calling for you? Amen. Jesus is calling for you. Don't you think that lifted his heart? Amen. To know that Jesus had forgiven him. Hallelujah. Amen. He will lift you up. Hallelujah. He will lift you up. Praise the Lord. I know we fall. I know we fail. And you may have tripped. You may have made a mistake. But that don't have to be where it ends. That don't have to be where it ends. Amen. Maybe you're falling and Satan right now is laughing. Amen. But he don't have to have the last laugh. Amen. But I believe that God can lift you up and help you to recover. Amen. And we can rejoice together today. Amen, that we have, that one of God's children have been restored and recovered and renewed. Amen. Praise God. He does not have to have the last laugh. Amen. He may look at you and rejoice now while you're down. Amen. But get back up. Get back up. Stand with me if you would tonight. I reminded the children today of all the failures of Thomas Edison. Said when he was inventing the battery, he failed 50,000 times. He done 50,000 tests. That's what it said. That's a bunch. Before he finally got a battery that worked. when they asked him, he said, why? What did you learn from 50,000 failures? He said, I know of 50,000 ways that don't work. But you know what? You got to keep going on, church. Don't get discouraged. You may be down today, but why don't you lift your hand, lift your head, lift your heart, amen, and let God, amen, recover you. He can recover you from the fall. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Dear God, I ask you, Lord, God, tonight, to speak to somebody's heart. Lord, speak to somebody's heart. Lord Jesus, I believe that we can make it. I believe that we can make it, Lord. Speak to somebody's heart today, Lord, I pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed now. Amen. You feel like you've been a failure. Feel like you failed. Amen. But you don't want Satan to get the last laugh. So you're ready to recover and reach out to the Lord tonight. Would you just put your hand up? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful Lord. What a wonderful Lord. He'll lift you. He will lift you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. And Lord, I serve you. Till my dying day, help others find their way. I'm at your mercy. Could you sing it with me? Oh, please forgive me. Hallelujah. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's come to the altar, church. Those who lifted your hand tonight, I want you to come.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's fall before God tonight. Let the Lord help you. Let the Lord recover you. Hallelujah.
Others find a way. I'm at your mercy.
need your grace to make it through. And all I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I serve you.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Until my dying day, help others find a way. I'm at your mercy.
Peace within, but now I step out from the dark.